Think a minute. This is the true story of a man named Sam who joined the American Army in 1812. He was such a good military leader that he became a major general. Eventually, he also became successful in politics and was elected governor of Tennessee. When he was running for a second term, Sam married a fine girl named Eliza Allen, but the marriage only lasted 11 days. It's not clear whether Sam's drunkenness drove them apart or whether the divorce drove him to drink. Sam later resigned as governor of Tennessee and went to live with the Cherokee Indians. He became an alcoholic and stayed for years under the influence of alcohol, or firewater as the Indians called it. Sam went downhill fast, as drinking burned up years of his life. One day in 1832, Sam was back in America's capital of Washington, on a mission for the Cherokee Indians. He was walking down the main street when he saw a congressman who had publicly accused Sam of stealing and fraud. Well, Sam decided this was his chance for payback, so he beat the man up for slandering his name. In the days following, this congressman, whom Sam had beaten up, got his own payback, because Sam was publicly punished and his entire political career and reputation destroyed. Or so everyone thought. Then a surprising thing happened. Sam changed. He realized he needed to learn to control himself. In fact, he continued to so prove his self-control that America trusted him as the leader of a large part of the nation. This man, Sam Houston, who for years had lived as a drunk, became the first president of the great territory of Texas, and later returned to Washington as a respected U.S. senator. To this day, Sam the Changed Man is remembered with one of America's largest cities named after him, Houston, Texas. You know, everything changed for Sam when he himself made the decision to change. And so can you today. Just ask Jesus to forgive you for your wrong way of living. If you ask him to take control, he'll help you start changing to become the successful man or woman of character he made you to be. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.